Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Truth by Hector MacDonald, a fascinating exploration of our contemporary battlefield of facts and fiction. Published in 2018, Truth uncovers how various entities, be it politicians, corporations, activists, or nations, craft narratives to shape our perception of reality. MacDonald skillfully demonstrates, through historical and current examples, the intricate ways truth can be manipulated to mislead or to inspire. He urges us to seek out the full story before drawing conclusions about what we deem to be true. Hector MacDonald is not only a seasoned strategic communications consultant, advising leading global corporations across diverse sectors such as financial services, telecommunications, technology, and healthcare, but also an acclaimed author of 4 novels, including the bestseller The Mind Game. His unique blend of real-world experience and storytelling prowess makes Truth an authoritative and compelling read. Truth is a must-read for citizens striving to discern fact from fiction in a world teeming with misinformation. It offers valuable insights for strategic communicators in business and politics who aim to navigate the complexities of truth in their fields. Journalists and bloggers looking to commit to the most truthful storytelling will also find MacDonald's analysis indispensable. Join us as we explore the multifaceted nature of truth and how understanding its nuances can empower us to make more informed decisions in our daily lives. Truth, how the many sides to every story shape our reality. Introduction: Unlocking the Power of Truth in a World of Half-Truths. In this hyper-connected age where digital billboards flash the latest gimmicks and every tweet claims to reveal the truth, finding genuine unadulterated truth has become akin to seeking a beacon in a fog. The core message that resonates through the insights of the book, Truth, is that in the cacophony of claims bombarding us from all sides, be it the earnest promises of a politician or the sleek allure of the newest smartphone, truth is not just about facts, but how those facts are presented to us. What unfolds is a riveting exploration into the world's multiple facades of truth. We navigate through a landscape where the news we digest, the convictions we harbor, and the history we believe in are often tinted by the lens of subjectivity. It's a narrative that brings to light how truth, in its raw form, can be sculpted into tools of persuasion, sometimes wielded with nefarious intent by corporations or political figures to sow discord among people, and at other times, harnessed to uplift and unify, elevating the spirit of a workforce or championing a righteous cause. Truth is not just a book, it's a map for navigating the murky waters of misinformation, guiding us to distinguish between what's factual and what's fabricated amid the whirlpool of fake news, perplexing stats, and cunning ads that envelop our daily lives. The essence of the book lies in its power to equip us with the armor of discernment, ensuring we're not just passive receivers, but active seekers of truth. Throughout this journey, we dissect the intricate legacy of George W. Bush, tracing the footprints he left in the sands of truth and misinformation. We unravel the subtle yet significant differences among those who advocate facts, those who innocently spread misinformation, and those who, with full awareness, mislead the masses for personal or political gain. And we delve into the iconic tale of Coca-Cola, unearthing how it meticulously altered its story to sidestep an undignified chapter of its history. In essence, truth beckons us to question and probe, reminding us that in the quest for transparency and honesty, scrutiny and skepticism are our most trusted allies. It's a compelling call to arms against the backdrop of a world where truth is often a casualty of convenience, urging us to reclaim the veracity that rightfully belongs to us all. Part 1: Navigating a Landscape of Multiple Truths. Imagine stepping into a vast library where each book tells a different version of the same story, Such is the world we live in, where truths, like stories, exist in multitudes, each with its own perspective. The essence of understanding doesn't lie in picking one truth over another, but in embracing the complexity of multiple coexisting truths. Delve into the world of news, for instance. Choose The Guardian, opt for The New York Times, or flip through El País. You'll find that each offers a slice of the truth. These aren't conflicting realities, but facets of a bigger picture that only becomes clear when seen together. Take the internet. Celebrated by some as humanity's greatest achievement, criticized by others as a cesspool of misinformation. Both views are rooted in truth. The internet is a vast repository of knowledge. Yet, it's also a breeding ground for falsehoods. Consider the case of Amazon, viewed through diverse lenses. To a local bookstore grappling with dwindling sales, Amazon is nothing short of a commercial calamity. Yet, through the eyes of a self-published author, it emerges as a revolutionary platform, enabling stories to be shared far and wide. The narrative doesn't end here. With endeavors ranging from original TV productions to the ownership of Whole Foods, Amazon takes on multiple roles, a villain to some, a hero to others. The multifaceted nature of truth extends to the realm of politics as well. Reflect on the presidency of Richard Nixon, often vilified, his contributions, founding the Environmental Protection Agency, passing the Endangered Species Act, among others, portray a different story. Similarly, George Bush, frequently remembered for the Iraq War, also holds the distinction of providing unprecedented financial aid to Africa during his tenure. This multiplicity of truths serves as a reminder of the world's complexity. Truth, in its very essence, is plural. A singular narrative, no matter how compelling, is but a fragment of a broader, richer tapestry. Before rushing to judgment, pause and consider the multitude of truths that coexist. Understanding this plurality not only enriches our perspective, but also deepens our grasp of the intricate weave of reality. The next journey in this exploration reveals how others might influence our perception through the selective presentation of truths, inviting us to question, reflect, and seek the fuller picture amidst the cacophony of claims. Part 2: The Impact of Selective Truths on Our Worldview. Consider for a moment how your beliefs and actions are shaped. Often, it starts with something as simple as an offhand remark overheard or a headline that catches your eye during a morning scroll through the news. Our opinions, especially about things we're less familiar with, be it an influential figure, an exotic destination, or the latest dietary craze, are frequently molded by these initial encounters with information. Take, for instance, the fascinating journey of quinoa into the Western diet. Discovered in the mid-2000s as a superfood from Peru, it received endorsements from celebrated chefs like Yotam Ottolenghi and accolades from organizations as reputable as NASA. Yet not long after its rise to global fame, stories emerged about its popularity causing ecological disruptions in the Andean regions. This tale of quinoa presents a classic example of how the first piece of information we receive can anchor our perceptions and influence our subsequent choices. If your introduction to quinoa was through its praised health benefits, you're more likely to associate it, and perhaps other superfoods, with positive attributes. Conversely, if your first encounter highlighted environmental concerns, you might cast a more critical eye on similar food trends. These initial imprints of selective truths shape not just our immediate preferences, but also our broader worldview. Walter Lippmann, a noted political journalist, eloquently observed that our opinions often span wider and reach farther than our direct experiences. This influence of selective truths extends deep, potentially guiding our decisions in voting booths, at checkout counters, and within our communities. Recognizing the pervasive impact of selective truths on our mindset underscores the importance of scrutinizing the foundations of our beliefs. As we journey further into understanding the nuanced role of truth, we'll unravel the manners in which truth can be leveraged, both to enlighten and to deceive, shaping our grasp of the world around us. Part 3. The Dual-Edged Sword of Selective Truth. The nuanced use of truth in our daily lives can have profound implications, wielding the power to either uplift or manipulate. At the heart of this dichotomy is the concept of selective truth, a concept that, depending on its application, can serve vastly different ends. Consider the realm of healthcare, where selective truth can pave the way for clarity and a focused path forward in times of uncertainty. When we seek advice from a doctor, we are not inundated with every conceivable detail about our condition. Instead, what we receive is a curated set of facts tailored to guide us toward recovery, whether that means preparing for a procedure, filling a prescription, or simply getting some much-needed rest. This distillation of information, sparing us the intricacies of cellular biology or virology, exemplifies selective truth being wielded with a sense of responsibility. On a larger scale, a government official during an epidemic might employ selective truth to communicate essential preventative measures without sowing seeds of panic among the population. By withholding certain details, the official aims to maintain order and promote collective well-being, demonstrating a judicious use of selective truth to navigate complex public health challenges. However, the same principle of selective truth holds the potential for deceit when used with ulterior motives. A striking example emerged in 2016 when the Texas Department of State Health Services released a pamphlet to pregnant women subtly suggesting a correlation between abortion and breast cancer. Crafted with careful wording, the pamphlet insinuated that opting for an abortion could elevate breast cancer risk, a claim not supported by scientific consensus. The pamphlet's assertion that giving birth ostensibly reduces breast cancer risk was a manipulation of truth, used to foster a skewed perception for ideological ends. Through such instances, we observe the delicate balance that defines our relationship with truth. Selective truth, wielded with either care or cunning, has the capacity to shape perceptions, influence decisions, and steer the course of lives. As we delve deeper into the intricate dynamics of truth and its implications, we shall explore the distinct communicators who harness truth to forge reality. Their methods, motives, and impacts offer a window into the powerful role that truth, in all its selectivity, plays in the tapestry of our collective existence. Part 4. Untangling the Web of Truth: Advocates, Misinformers, and Misleaders. In the intricate dance of communication, where truth intertwines with perspective, it becomes essential to discern the nature of the messenger. Broadly speaking, communicators fall into three distinct categories, each wielding truth with varying degrees of fidelity and intent. First, we meet the advocates. These communicators are the custodians of selective truth, chosen to construct a coherent narrative aligned with a benevolent agenda. Consider the government official addressing the public during an epidemic. By carefully curating information, the advocate aims not to deceive but to shield the populace from panic and harm, guiding them through crisis with a steadying hand. The advocate's mission is clear: to weave a narrative that, while simplified, remains faithful to reality and serves the greater good. Transitioning to the second category, we encounter the misinformers. This group navigates the realm of truth unwittingly, their dissemination of facts marred by innocent oversight or incomplete understanding. A poignant example emerges from the study by two California State University psychologists in 1991, suggesting a premature mortality rate among left-handed people. The widespread media frenzy that followed, propelled by prestigious outlets like the BBC and the New York Times, was rooted in a sincere yet fundamentally flawed interpretation of data. The misinformers, in their quest for truth, inadvertently catalyze a distortion of perception, illustrating how incomplete insight can ripple through the public consciousness. Lastly, the realm of communication is shadowed by the presence of misleaders. Unlike their predecessors, misleaders engage with truth as a tool for manipulation, deliberately crafting narratives that, while peppered with facts, aim to deceive. The saga of Colgate-Palmolive serves as a stark illustration. For years, advertisements boasted that more than 80% of dentists recommend Colgate, a statement that cunningly skewed survey data for competitive advantage. The misleader's domain is one of calculated deception, where truth is twisted to fit a narrative far removed from honest disclosure. As we navigate the complex landscape of information, the distinction between advocates, misinformers, and misleaders becomes a crucial lens through which to view the world. Truth, inherently neutral like a box of matches, assumes its moral character in the hands of the beholder. Thus, in the cacophony of voices clamoring for attention, from the earnest politician to the persuasive commercial, it pays to listen with a discerning ear, ever mindful of the nature of our guide through the maze of competing truths. Part 5. Truth and Tales: How History is Shaped by Selective Narratives. History is written by the victors is a phrase that captures a profound truth about our past: that it is often the winners in any conflict who get to tell the story. However, a closer examination reveals that the shaping of history goes beyond the victorious, involving corporations, states, and sometimes even the vanquished. This manipulation of history through selective storytelling can significantly alter our understanding of events, sometimes erasing key elements altogether. Consider the case of Coca-Cola, a global giant with a history interwoven with moments of innovation and triumph. In 2011, to mark its 125th anniversary, Coca-Cola released a pamphlet celebrating its journey. Among its pages of nostalgia and achievement, Fanta's introduction to Italy in 1955 was mentioned. What was conspicuously absent was the origin story of Fanta, crafted in Nazi Germany as a response to trade embargoes during World War II. This omission neatly sidestepped a complex chapter in the company's history, presenting a sanitized version of its past. Even more stark are instances where historical events of significant human impact are omitted from educational narratives. Israeli school textbooks, for example, do not mention the Nakba of 1948, a critical moment when 700,000 Palestinian Arabs were displaced. Similarly alarming is the rewriting of American history in certain states. Texas, in a notable case, revised its education curriculum to exclude references to the Jim Crow laws or the Ku Klux Klan, and portrayed the Civil War primarily as a battle over states' rights, thereby diluting the central issue of slavery. These selective retellings of history are not innocuous edits, but acts that have profound implications for our collective memory and future. By erasing or downplaying moments of injustice and conflict, such as the Nakba or the realities of slavery and racism in the American South, we risk misunderstanding the foundation upon which our present society stands. In a world where such omissions can fuel destructive ideologies and enable white supremacists to spread their narratives unchallenged, the role of comprehensive historical education becomes paramount. Learning history with a critical eye, therefore, is not just an academic exercise, but a necessary tool in arming ourselves against misinformation. By embracing a fuller, unvarnished understanding of our past, we can guard against the manipulative narratives of those who would seek to exploit selective truths for their ends. In the quest for a more just and informed future, let us commit to unearthing the whole truth about our history, confronting its complexities head on. Part 6. Moral Landscapes: The Changing Face of Truth Through Ages and Cultures. The tapestry of human history is rich with a multitude of moral truths, each shaped by the unique fabric of its society and era. This exploration into the evolution of morality reveals not only the stark variances across time and culture, but also the fluidity of what is considered morally acceptable or reprehensible. In the annals of classical antiquity, an intriguing account in the De Sua Logoi portrays the contrasting moral codes of neighboring peoples. The nomadic Scythians, for instance, honored their warriors by using the scalps and skulls of their foes in rituals of homage to their gods, a practice that would have scandalized the Greeks of the same era. Such vivid contrasts underscore the absence of universal moral absolutes, even within proximate cultures. Fast forward to contemporary times, and we observe the shifting sands of moral conviction in the acceptance of gay marriage. Once condemned or criminalized in many societies, gay marriage has now gained legal recognition in much of the West. In stark contrast, several countries maintain severe penalties for homosexuality. These disparities highlight not just geographical divides, but also the profound evolution of societal norms over time. The perception of drug use offers another lens through which to view the malleable nature of moral truth. The Victorian era's luminaries, including Queen Victoria herself, freely partook in substances like Vin Mariani, a cocaine-infused wine. Figures such as Charles Dickens and Ada Lovelace were known to use opium, an indulgence not seen as a moral failing at the time. However, as understanding of addiction's ramifications grew, so too did the moralization of drug use, culminating in the stigmatization campaigns of the 20th century, notably the War on Drugs, which linked drug use to specific outgroups, further entrenching societal prejudices. As we navigate into the present, there is a burgeoning recognition of the complexities surrounding drug addiction, now increasingly viewed through the lens of public health rather than solely as a moral or legal issue. This shift epitomizes the ongoing transformation of moral truths, suggesting a move toward a more compassionate and holistic understanding. As moral truths continue to evolve across different eras and societies, it becomes evident that morality is as diverse as humanity itself. The journey from ancient rituals to contemporary debates over substance use illustrates the dynamic interplay of ethics, culture, and understanding that shapes our moral landscape. In our next exploration, we delve into the realm of numbers and their role in the construction and contestation of these moral truths. Part 7, Deciphering the Digits: How Numbers Craft Our Worldview. In a world awash with digital information, numbers are omnipresent. From the fiscal promises of governments to the shocking statistics that headline our news, down to the percentages that decorate supermarket shelves, numbers are the currency of our understanding. Yet, in this numerical deluge, distinguishing between meaningful data and misleading figures becomes a formidable challenge. The manipulation of numbers to promote a particular viewpoint often hinges on the criteria used for measurement. Take, for instance, the claim that Canada and Australia boast the world's highest kidnapping rates. This assertion doesn't reveal a hidden underbelly of crime, but rather includes instances of parental disputes over child custody within its kidnapping statistics, painting a misleading picture of societal safety. Equally, Sweden's ostensible high rate of rape, at 60 incidents per 100,000 citizens annually, isn't indicative of an inherently unsafe society, but rather reflects a broader legal definition of rape and a more rigorous approach to assault reporting. These examples underline how numbers, while seemingly objective, can be tailored to fit a narrative, swaying public perception in the process. When it comes to individual comprehension, the expertise, or lack thereof, in a given field, further muddles our ability to interpret statistics effectively. Consider the marketing claim by Original Source Mint and Tea Tree Shower Gel, boasting 7,927 real mint leaves in each bottle. The specificity of the number lends weight to its significance, but without a botanical background, assessing its true value is challenging. Much like estimating the tens of thousands of roses required to produce essential oil, the importance of these figures remains elusive to the layperson. Political figures also wield numbers strategically, as evidenced by British Prime Minister Theresa May's 2017 announcement of a £2 billion investment in affordable housing. Though initially impressive, a closer examination reveals that this sum falls significantly short of addressing the needs of the 1.2 million households on public housing waiting lists, illustrating the disparity between numerical proclamations and their real-world implications. Navigating the numerical landscape necessitates skepticism and inquiry. Before allowing a figure to shape our opinion or incite reaction, we must consider its context, questioning the motivations behind its presentation. In doing so, we become empowered to separate fact from manipulation, ensuring our worldview is informed by a deeper understanding of the numbers at play. Next time you encounter an alarming or astonishing statistic, take a moment to delve beneath the surface, seeking the story that lies beyond the digits. Part 8: Shaping Corporate Realities Through Truth. Have you ever felt a wave of enthusiasm wash over you after hearing an uplifting address from a leader at your workplace? That moment when dullness transforms into drive. This phenomenon underscores the potent influence of carefully selected truths in the realm of business. How the right narrative can invigorate and guide an organization's heartbeat. Imagine you're welcoming a newcomer into your fold. Sharing the bare, unembellished realities of their role might not be the most inspiring introduction. Indeed, the path may involve challenges, including mundane tasks or temporary pay stagnation. However, focusing on these aspects alone doesn't capture the full spectrum of experiences awaiting them. Instead, spotlighting the enriching opportunities for skill enhancement, international exposure, and significant contributions to the company's growth paints a far more motivating picture. This narrative not only sets a constructive tone, but also aligns the newcomer's expectations and aspirations with the organization's vision. At Barclays, a storied institution with roots stretching back to Quaker founders, employees find themselves part of a narrative steeped in honesty, integrity, and straightforwardness. Amid an industry often criticized for its excesses, Barclays leverages its heritage to remind its workforce of the nobler aspects of banking, thereby fostering a culture of pride and ethical conduct. Ericsson presents another illustrative example of narrative precision weaving the fabric of corporate identity. Once known as a giant in the mobile phone industry, Ericsson has since pivoted towards pioneering connections in automated technology. By embracing the story of its origins as a trailblazer, initiated by Lars Magnus Ericsson in the late 19th century, and emphasizing milestones like the launch of the first mobile telephony system in 1981, Ericsson effectively repositions itself in the minds of employees and customers alike. This narrative of innovation and leadership not only unites the team around a shared vision, but also reiterates the company's role as a vanguard in technological progress. These examples illuminate a critical lesson for leaders in any field: the power of narrative. In the art of business, the choice of truth, that poignant, well-timed revelation or emphasis, can be transformative. It's about selecting those narratives that resonate most deeply, not only reflecting the journey and ethos of an organization, but also emboldening those who form its core. For visionary leaders, the artful application of truth is not simply about communication. It's about crafting a shared reality that propels the collective forward. Final summary. In a world brimming with diverse perspectives and facts, understanding the multifaceted nature of truth is more crucial than ever. Truth, as we have explored, wears many masks, from the manipulative tactics employed by those aiming to deceive, to the inadvertent errors of misinformers and the uplifting narratives spun by inspired leaders. The key to navigating this complex terrain lies in our ability to critically assess and discern the motives and credibility behind the information presented to us. Whether in the realm of politics, the corporate world, or everyday media consumption, the truths we encounter are invariably colored by the intentions of those delivering them. This realization empowers us to seek out holistic views, to question the selectivity of facts, and to strive for a deeper comprehension of the narratives shaping our society. As individuals committed to informed decision-making, it is our responsibility to scrutinize the origins and implications of the truths we embrace. By honing our discernment and embracing a wide-ranging perspective, we fortify our understanding and ensure that our convictions, actions, and beliefs are anchored in a well-rounded grasp of reality. In essence, our journey through the maze of competing truths is not only about uncovering inaccuracies or biases, but about building a foundation for critical thought and enlightened engagement with the world around us. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.